second row today?
Moving up the ranks.
All right, I like it.
Oh, at least he's here.
Wow.
Look at his shoes today. All right, yeah, let's go.
So, talk about the intensity last night, how it had to be a lot higher tonight. Do you feel like the guys kind of grew into the game a little bit tonight?
I don't know. I didn't mind the way we started. There was just that, there was probably like an 8 minute lapse in the first period. I don't know. That was a good hockey game. Just played 82 of them in there at NHL hockey. But to me, that was every bit as you could have inserted that for any one of the playoff games last year. It was wildly entertaining, and goalies were making saves, guys were getting chances, posts were ringing at both ends of the ice, so it's probably pretty fitting we went to a shootout. But as for us, I second half of a back-to-back, and I really liked our third period, the way we played. We pushed, and but it was, like I said, pretty fitting that ended up going to overtime or to a shootout.
Just Chernak, obviously, too, and go down to 5D on the second one of the back-to-back.
Yeah, that was tough. Basically, I don't know what it was, 45 minutes or 50 minutes with the overtime, and you only have 5D, so quite an effort by those guys.
The PK in overtime, especially the efforts of Ian Cole, really PK all night, but especially in overtime, that has to be... It seems like it's just so difficult to stop in overtime when a team gets on 4-3 to put that sort of effort there.
Well, yeah, especially with the weapons they have. And Tony starts it, Belly finishes it, Bogle comes on for a change with Sergachev, but Cole's got to stay out there the whole two. And it was, he's been such a big part of our team. And the absence of McDonough being gone and somebody having to kind of fill that slot. I mean, nobody's ever going to fit in McDonough's shoes or fill them, but Cole has stepped in and accepted a bunch of the responsibilities that that Mac had, and has done a phenomenal job, and no bigger than that, what he did for 2 minutes in that penalty kill.
Just last night you said Hagel had dirt under his nails and he really does whatever it takes to score. Thoughts on that attempted goal?
Yeah. The old, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And that was, he came back to the bench. He's like a little kid too. He's like, is that going to be okay? No. In the era of HD cameras, it's not going to work. But he, that's just gamesmanship. And he wasn't trying to, I don't think he thought he was going to do that, but it's just a reaction. And they made the right call.
You made a couple of line changes here, put Hagel with Cirilli and Killorn, and then put Stamkos and Kuchin point together. When you get to that, where does that... in your head, when do you go, all right, now's the time I got to make that move? Is this a feel thing, a game-by-game type of thing?
It's a feel thing. It was early in the game still, but I just didn't like the way, our matchups were going. I thought, the Zibanejad lines, they got two, really top-flight lines, and yeah. I just, when you've been around the group for as long as I have, and some of the moves you make pay off and some don't. And, fortunately tonight, I think that gave us a little bit more stability and opened up those guys, and they end up scoring a huge goal for us. And so, that's part of your job as a coach, put guys in the best position to succeed, and it just happened to work out tonight.
As many
chances for you guys, there's tons of chances, but you put Stamkos, Point, and Kucherov together, and they generate as much as they do right away. Is that kind of just a nice little card for you to have in your back pocket?
Well, it is. And, especially games like tonight when goals are hard to come by, you need the big boys to see if they can get one, and they did.
As many important games as Vasi has played throughout the years, do you still think there's a little bit of a extra fire in his gut when he sees the other guy
I think that goes, yes. Again, there's so many fabulous Russian goalies in this league. They're standouts. I think if they had a best-on-best tournament right now, you could put a Russian goalie on every country and they could start. That's how strong the position is in that country. But, you know, they're proud guys, and they're all in North America playing professional sports, sport they love, and it's not like there's a ton of, you know, Russians in the league. But I think it goes also with, you know, players too, like the Malkins and Ovechkins and those guys. They rev it up for each other, there's no doubt. And so it's awesome competitiveness. And, you know, every 4 years or whatever it is, they play together and compete together. And the 4 years in between that, they're battling against each other. And they're awesome what they do.
Thank you. Day off tomorrow.
Thank you.